Hello, I'm calling from FIU. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Will that be you?
It is.
Is your home a single-family home, a townhome, apartment, condominium, manufactured, or mobile home?
Single-family.
And do you own or rent your home?
Own.
And please tell me, in what year was your home built?
When was the home built?
Yes, in what year? Unestimated. Okay.
78.
Thank you. And have any upgrade modification have been made to the property, like roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage upgrades, a structural upgrade, or no upgrades made?
Drainage upgrades and maybe upgrades to the roof.
And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Let's see.
An estimated is fine.
Huh?
An estimated is fine.
44 years.
Okay. And have you or any adult in your household experienced any of the following: a tropical storm, a Category 1 hurricane, Category 2, 3, Category 4, or a Category 5 hurricane?
Experienced 1 and 2.
Okay. And do you remember the name or the year of the hurricane you experienced?
Oh, boy, it tests the memory. Elena in 83 or 84.
Okay.
We certainly had effects from, what were they, Ashley? Irma.
Okay. And
some effects from Charlie. What was the one last year?
Okay, Charlie. Do you remember the category of Charlie or no?
I think it was a 4, but it didn't hit us as a 4.
Okay, no problem. And just give me 1 second to let me record your answer. And now, have you or any adults in your household live in a home physically damaged by a hurricane, yes or no?
Have we had to leave because of damage? No.
Yeah, in your household? No?
We haven't had to leave because the house injured. We evacuate, but we haven't had to
But
leave.
Right now, any adult in your household live in a home physically damaged by a hurricane, yes or no?
No.
And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from hurricane-related tornado flooding hazard? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, just somewhat, or not too vulnerable?
Somewhat.
And if a serious hurricane threatens your home, how will you prepare? Put up hurricane shooters, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to home of relative friend in another area, or I will not make any preparations, my home is already prepared.
I'd evacuate and make some preparation.
Okay. And when will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, a hurricane condition are possible within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
Probably 48 hours in advance.
Okay.
At least.
Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat, or not at all?
Very certain.
And please select your top 3 sources of information: internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers, friends and family, or social media, or WhatsApp. Your top
Noah, 3. Noah, and internet with Noah, and
okay.
TV.
TV. And the last one, radio, newspaper, or friends and family, or social media?
Just those 2 that I named.
Okay. But I need to select your top 3, maybe WhatsApp, friends and family, radio, newspaper, or social media, like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube.
Social media.
Okay. And on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness from 1 to 5?
4.
And have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? Transportation costs, cost of food and other essentials, cost of housing, cost of childcare, loss of income or employment, property taxes or cost of insurance, or none of the above has affected your hurricane preparedness?
None of the above.
And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Say it again.
Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Yes, not flood zone.
And what is the letter designation for the flood zone, A, B, or C?
Are we A or B?
A.
And, okay. And when will you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials ordered you to evacuate, or probably never?
What was the first one you said?
If a hurricane watch is issued, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3
what?
Hurricane or
stronger.
What? I'm sorry? If a hurricane watch is issued, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you will not leave under any circumstances?
Another state.
And how many vehicles are available in the household?
Three.
And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy? An estimated is fine.
Maybe $5,000.
$5,000. And how confident are you that you could come up with $5,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? Very certain. I could probably come up with $5,000. I could probably not come up with $5,000. Or I am certain I could not come up with $5,000.
Very certain.
And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Decreased significantly, decreased somewhat, remained the same, increased somewhat, or increased significantly?
Increase somewhat.
1 to 3 years, decrease significantly, somewhat, remain the same, or increase somewhat, or increase significantly?
Somewhat.
3 to 5 years?
Still sort of somewhat.
And 5 to 10 years, increase somewhat, increase significantly, or remain the same?
Somewhat.
And as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or nothing? Continue paying higher rate?
During the 5 years?
Yes, as a result of the increase.
I might have increased my deductible.
Okay. And if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%, 80% to less than 100, 60% to less than 80%, or less than 60%?
Is 90% one of the choices?
80% to less than 100%, or 100%.
Less than 100%.
Okay. And which of the following will you consider taking if insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, or moving to another state, or I will not move from my home?
I won't move.
And in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Will you consider it if your mortgage was paid off, yes or no?
No.
And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your cost? Federal government, state government, local government, or do you think government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
Say that question again.
If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your cost? Federal government, state, or local government? Or do you think government should not be involved?
Can you say all three?
Let me see. Yes, you can pick the three.
All three.
Okay. And on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local codes are being enforced? From 1 to 5, how much confidence?
Local codes?
That local building codes are being enforced.
Let's go 1 to 5.
Yes. 5 is very high confidence. Okay. The local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk. From 1 to 5.
A 4.
The new developments take into account hurricane wind risk. From 1 to 5.
5.
The new development take into account flood risk.
3.
And the building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss. From 1 to 5.
4.
Thank you. And now we're almost done with the survey. This is basically a last part. We're 85%. Thank you so much for your time. I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected? Yes, I believe it is happening and I will be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening, but I don't know if I will be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening, but I will not be affected. Or no, I do not believe it is happening.
What was the question again?
Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida?
Oh.
And do you think your property or finances will be affected? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And yes, it's happening and you will be affected, or yes, it's happening, but you will not be affected.
Yes.
What do you think?
And I will be affected. I live on the water.
And would you consider selling your home in the private market as part of a government buyout program, or neither?
No.
Okay. And if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, or increase both income and property taxes? Or no action should be taken. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives?
Just generic government?
Yeah, in general. Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, or increase both income and property taxes?
Just income taxes.
Just income, okay? And most of Florida coastal areas have a very low elevation above and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately, somewhat, or slightly, or not at all?
That's a hard one to ask. It's a category 3. I'm very concerned.
Just in your area. Are you somewhat concerned, moderately, or extremely concerned?
Somewhat.
And when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? The neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, float zone, proximity to other family, or proximity to job?
Price.
The price, okay. And how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to less than 5, between 5 to less than 10, between 10 to less than 20 years, or more than 20 years?
Well, if I live that long, more than 20 years.
Okay. And finally, the last few general background questions, just for classification purposes. Could you please tell me your age? Is between 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 or older?
65 and older.
And what is your gender for quality purposes of the call?
Female.
Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
One other.
Okay. And are under 12 years old, how many?
None.
Are 65 or older?
No.
Okay. And what is your marital... Okay, so just you.
Yeah.
And what is your marital status? Single, never married, married, or living with partner, widow, divorced, or separated?
Divorced.
And what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household? Less than high school, some college graduate, or graduate degree?
Graduate.
And are you of Hispanic or Latino descent, yes or no?
No.
And what racial group do you identify yourself with? White, Caucasian, Black, African-American, Asian, Native American, or other race not listed?
Caucasian.
And what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
And the last question, please tell me which is the income range for your household. Just stop me when I get the right category. It's under $20,000, between $20,000 to less than $30,000, $30,000 to less than $50,000, $50,000 to less than $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, or over $100,000?
Over $100,000.
And these were all the questions I had. This concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your responses and for your participation. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.